breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer friendly hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. This will likely be the shortest podcast that we've got all year long because I have no guest. I did not know if we were going to be having a podcast today because we did not know if we were going to have a Game 7. Even if I knew we were going to get a Game 7, trying to enlist someone at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Halloween to try to do a guest spot would have been a little bit difficult. But that said, we're going to give you guys a commercial-free podcast today. This is pretty much a bonus podcast because we didn't know if we were going to be getting it. We're going to recap Game Number 6, try to decipher how we got here to Game Number 7, and then we're going to get you guys picks and analysis for this Game 7 as we touch them all. First things first, before I go any further, I appreciate all of you guys that have tuned in throughout the season. It really does mean a lot to me. It has been a fun baseball season, and what better way to wrap it up than with a Game 7? And if you ever do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast for next year, because this will be the last podcast of the regular season. Have no fear, the Coast to Coast Hoops podcast, that goes every single day because it's much easier to be able to decipher 365 teams during the offseason rather than talking about 30 teams. I'd be running out of content, and those college basketball Saturdays get to be really, really long. But we do have this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to have some fun with it. Again, those comments, segment ideas, what have you for this podcast. If you have some for college basketball as well, Twitter/XFeed at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, LRZM, naming does not matter, so per usual, please send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. While I did not get in any Twitter/X questions today, everything is powered by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost is making sure that bettors are able to access their funds whenever and wherever. With EdgeBoost, 100% of gambling transactions do get approved. And when you go to EdgeBoost.bet, make sure you put in that promo code of Greg, G-R-E-G. That'll get you a dollar-for-dollar match on your first deposit up to $20. And how about if we recap what we saw in a really exciting Game 6 and try to determine how we got here to Game Number 7?
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
3-1 the final, so we got the under. That is the third straight under in this series. The last game that went over was the 18-inning marathon that we saw for the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. All the scoring came in the third inning, as for the Blue Jays, they went 1-9 with men in scoring position, just could not cash in on opportunities. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, another nice start. Did not go for a third straight complete game, but one run allowed over the course of 6 innings. From there, Justin Robelsky got into a little bit of a sticky wicket, but he was able to give you a scoreless inning. Roki Sasaki gives up 2 hits in an inning plus, so they go to Tyler Glass now for the 9th inning. He is able to induce a double play, throws only 3 pitches. He was supposed to be the Game 7 starter. Now it appears as though it's going to be Shohei Ohtani, but he got them to Game Number 7. And on the flip side for Kevin Gausman, 8 strikeouts in 6 innings. He did fill 6 innings, so this will be a relatively rested bullpen for the Blue Jays going into Game 7. The only player that threw more than 13 pitches outside of Gausman was Louis Varland, 17 pitches in 1 1/3 innings scoreless. Mason Fluharty, Sir Anthony Dominguez, both getting out of the bullpen scoreless. Chris Bassett said he had your hook, line, and sinker for a scoreless 9th inning. As for the Blue Jays, lone man to be able to drive in a run was George Springer with an RBI single, and Will Smith and Mookie Betts, they were able to drive in the runs for the LA Dodgers. As the Dodgers, they go 2-6 with men in scoring position, and that sets it all up. We've got ourselves a Game 7 of the World Series. Again, don't want to throw in here any breaks because this is the shortest podcast I'm going to do all season long because we didn't know if we were going to get a Game 7, but we've got it. Picks and analysis for Game 7 as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Very easy to go in Las Vegas rotation order on this, as we've got one game. If Shohei Ohtani is not the starter, and if they utilize an opener, this probably will not change too much, but if we do have any last second changes, because one of the Dodgers, they were expected to throw Tyler Glass out in game number 7, but they threw him in game number 6 instead. Twitter/XFeed@GNN_81 for that. But 9:33, 9:34, Dodgers on the road against the Blue Jays. Right now, doing this right around 11:45 p.m. Eastern time. Openers are just hitting the board. Dodgers are opening up between -135 to -142, +116 to +128. Then number on Toronto, total is 8. Overs between even money to -110. Unders between -110 to a -120. And I'm going to trust in the over in this spot. Semi-total at 8.1. Max Scherzer is a gamer, a guy that has been in a World Series game number 7 before with the Washington Nationals. That said, Max Scherzer is not the same guy that he has been in the past. He's 40 plus years old. Overall, between the regular season and the postseason, a 5.12 ERA, 2.1 home runs allowed per 9 innings. This is going to be just his fourth start in the last 35 days. He, in game number 3, when he had to go in that one, he went 4 1/3 innings. He did allow a pair of home runs, 3 runs in total, so wasn't overly sharp there. You go up against a Dodgers lineup that led the National League during the regular season in terms of run creation with about 5.1 runs per game. Now, for the Dodgers, the power has very much been lacking over these last few games, as it's really been the man who's on the mound, Shohei Ohtani, who's barely been able to deliver a little bit of everything for the LA Dodgers here in the postseason, nearly a .400 on base. You take a look at what he's been able to do in the playoffs, it's been a little bit all or nothing with regards to his hits. 15 hits, 8 of them have flown over the fence, but you were able to get Will Smith getting jiggy with it. He drove in some runs in game number 6. He's been able to spy about a .367 on base. Mookie Betts, who had been having a little bit of a rough postseason, he was able to have himself a pair of RBI in game number 6 as well. Teoscar Hernandez has been rock solid here in the playoffs, hitting about a .270. He's been able to deliver 5-plus home runs here in the postseason. The key is Max Muncy. He has had a rough postseason, hitting just a .173, .317 on base. I believe he's at 2 home runs here in the playoffs, so you're going to need Tommy Edman, those guys at the bottom of the fold, to just give you something. And for the Toronto Blue Jays, getting back George Springer was big. He had the lone RBI in game number 6, a pair of hits over there. Ever since getting back Bo Bichette, he hasn't necessarily hit for power, but he's been able to move the line here in the World Series, hitting above a .300. We all know what Vlad Guerrero Jr. has been able to do, and if the Dodgers do pull out this World Series, have to figure that he and Addison Barger are going to be up for that World Series MVP moniker, as Barger, .420 on base here in the postseason, had that grand slam in game number 1. Guerrero, 23 home runs during the regular season, 8 here in the playoffs. Dalton Varsho has been able to give you a nice pop throughout the regular season into the postseason, a home run about every 12 or so at bats, but I do think that Shohei Ohtani is going to be able to go out there, give you a good start. He gave up 4 runs in that game number 4 start in 6 innings, but much of that came late. He was just thrown out there a little bit too long. He had to linger into the 7th inning. You have to figure that the hook is going to be a little bit quicker here, and he was registering. Shohei Ohtani was just a .190 fielding independent during the regular season on the mound. If you combine regular season and postseason, not able to find anywhere that has it, but it has to be a sub-235 he has overall for the season, regular season, and postseason. 3.05 year. 12.1 strikeouts, so less than 2 walks per 9 innings. Now, this is a Blue Jays team that's averaging about 5.5 to 5.6 runs per game since the All-Star break. That is number 1 in all of baseball. You have to figure that they're going to get theirs, but for the LA Dodgers, pretty much everyone not named Roky Sasaki is going to be available in this game. Have to figure that Tyler Glasnow, with only throwing 3 pitches in game number 6, if they need him for a little bit of length, they're going to be able to throw him out there. For the Dodgers, a guy like a Jack Dreyer has actually been really good out of the bullpen and has been a little bit unheralded with that regard. I would not be surprised if perhaps you go to like a Blake Snell in the 9th inning if you absolutely need to as well. Game 7s get wild, crazy, and airbrain, and we could see anything. On the flip side, for the Toronto Blue Jays, I mean, could you perhaps see the young gun and Trey Savage come out of the bullpen? I think that that's a real possibility, because for this Blue Jays bullpen, it has not necessarily been the world's most sharp. Now, they didn't have to utilize a lot of guys in that game number 6 for very taxing situations. The only guy that threw more than 13 pitches was Louis Varland, so that means that all hands are going to be on deck. But Braden Fisher and Brandon Little, these guys have not been great here in the postseason. It's really been Jeff Hoffman who's been the guy that has been able to come through here in the playoffs. He's got a sub-150 bullpen ERA here in the playoffs, so he's been able to do a very rock-solid job. But you take a look at this Blue Jays team throughout the entirety of the postseason, they're logging a .436 ERA, Dodgers a .430 ERA here in the playoffs, so that's a little bit of an issue for both of these teams. So I do think that you're going to be able to get runs in this game. game. And in the end, I did set the Dodgers at a minus 150 on the money line. I'm trusting in the Dodgers on the money line and the over here in this game number 7. And that'll wrap things up for the season here on the Baseball Betting Show. And if you do like hearing from this 5-podcast Baseball Betting Show, I will be back with you guys in 2026. And you are able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And that's where you're able to find the Coast to Coast Heaps podcast, because that's a podcast that goes on every single day. If you're jonesing for some college basketball picks, Coast to Coast Hoops, wherever you find your podcast, we're going to have you guys covered there. We're only going to have one day of playoff between the end of the baseball season and the start of the college basketball season, so have no fear. The write-ups and all the picks, it is still going to be coming your way there, but if you ever do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, at @gunit_81 on the old Twitter/X, we'll get you guys covered there. It's been an amazing season. It's been a pleasure to be joining you guys every single day. I'll still be with you guys every single day on the Coast to Coast Hoops podcast, so have no fear there. Really appreciate you all. Hopefully this Game 7 is a successful one for you all, and I'll be back with you in 2026. Thank you.